朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
You know, the first thing I became faithful to the Lord and preached a gospel which doesn't exalt the preacher.
我第一次来传神的话语的时候，那个时候就说不抬举那个传道人的时候。
I experienced the most weird setback.
我就遇见了很大的挫折。
For I told the people, I'm not the best preacher.
我告诉大家说，我不是一个最好的一个传道人。
And I'm telling them the Lord is the one we follow.
我告诉他们说，我们所跟随的必须是主基督自己。
I didn't realize what I said wrong.
我这个时候我没感觉到我说什么话说的不对了。
I begin to realize there was so much attack to me.
我那时候就发觉有很大的攻击对我。
But I held on.
可是我那时候一直抓到主。
And during those difficult times,
在那些个非常困难的时日当中。
The Bible character that helped me most.
那个圣经里面的那个人物对我有最大的帮助的。
Was one you found very familiar with.
是一个你大家所非常熟悉的一个人。
But I am afraid which was seldom preached.
可是这个人很少被人提起来的。
And this person called John the Baptist.
这个人就是施洗约翰。
You know, John the Baptist, some people may label him as a failure.
很多人认为施洗约翰是一个失败者。
Because he didn't have a big following.
因为他没有很多人跟随他。
He cannot compare to nowadays great preachers.
他没办法来跟现代的传道的人来大的传道人来相比。
But I look at it differently when the Lord opened my eye.
可是当神开开我的眼睛的时候，我就有一个新的亮光。
For this was such a great man.
实在他是非常伟大的一个人。
He was martyred for the Lord.
他为神殉道了。
At the end, very few people followed him.
在这最末后的日子，很少有人跟随他的。
He was imprisoned.
他被放在监狱里。
His head was cut off.
他的头被砍掉。
And people even criticized before he's dying.
在他没死以前，甚至人指责他。
That he loses faith.
使他失去了信心。
But I look at it differently, totally different.
可是我来看的话呢，我看的完全不一样。
Because I see a totally humble man.
因为我看见一个人非常谦卑的一个人。
You know, humbleness is what I don't have.
谦卑就是我所没有的。
I no wonder the Lord wants to encourage me with the story of John Baptist.
难怪神要借着施洗约翰这件事情来鼓励我。
I began to reshape the ministry 7 years ago.
在七年前的时候，我就开始重新找个新的方向对我的传福音的工作。
I didn't know it would take me 7 years to complete God's calling on me and changing me.
我没想到需要七年的时间才让神的工作在我身上发出来，而且把我的方向改变了。
But nowadays, when I look back, I realize 7 years ago I preached a message on John the Baptist.
在七年前，我在回头看的时候，我发觉那个时候我也讲过施洗约翰的
事情。At that time, it doesn't seem to be of great significance.
那个时候，我觉得。并不是很要紧的一个题目。
But then the Lord knew better.
可是神实在是更知道更清楚的。
Let me turn to the Bible with you.
现在我们来看约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John, to read the story of John the Baptist.
我们来读一下施洗约翰的故事。
We will find it in chapter 1, verses from 15 on.
我们在第一章里头15节开始，我们就看见他的故事。
Since the most of you probably readChinese better as I do. I'd like to add Mrs. Wu to read it. I'll take a break.
所以我现在就是请吴姊妹来读这个十五节开始。
And we'll read it.
约翰福音。
If you cannot finish it, take a break. Don't worry.
约翰福音第一章第十五节开始。大家找到了哈，我来读给大家。约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的。”因他本来在我以前，从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理，传的恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见神， 只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。约翰所做的见证记在下面。犹太人从耶路撒冷差遣祭司和利未人来到约翰那里，问他说：你是谁？他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。他们又问他说：这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？他说我不是。是哪先知吗？他回答说不是。于是他们说：你到底是谁呢？叫我们好回复差我们来的人。你自己说你是谁。他说：我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。那些人是法利赛人差来的，他们就问他，他说：你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是哪先知，为什么施洗呢？约翰回答说：我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的，就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。这就是在约旦河外伯达尼约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
Okay, we'll let her take a break.
我来休息一下，让我。
This is a very weird statement of concerning testimony or witness.
这实在是一个怪异的一个见证。
He keeps saying, I'm not, I'm not, I'm not.
他约翰施洗还继续不断说我不是，我不是，我不是。
Do you know, do you know, do you know?
你知道吗？他这样子说。
I am not.
我不是。
What kind of testimony is that? Testimony is that?
这是什么样子的见证呢？
People want to know who you are.
人家问你是谁呀？
They're not concerned about what you're not.
他们不关心你到底不是谁。
But here we look again what the thing that he claimed he was not.
你看他这里说的说我不是谁，到底是讲的什么呢？
Then we immediately understand why is it important that he takes such a stand.
所以我们就能够明白为什么他坚持他的立场。
You know, at those times, the Jews are waiting for the Messiah, the Christ to come.
我们知道那个时候以色列人在等待弥赛亚。
I hope we're waiting for the Christ to come too.
所以我们也在像我们等着基督一样，我们是非常着急的等着。
Last Friday, I just finished the exposition on Song of Songs.
上个礼拜五我刚刚才做完了那个 exposition， 讲完那个歌中之歌。
And in the last chapter, there is a verse, or the last verse actually.
最后一段圣经里讲什么呢？
And the bride, or the Shulamite, is saying that she's waiting for the bridegroom to come.
那个新娘在等什么？在等新妇回来。
And we are waiting for Christ to come, just as the book of Revelation is talking about.
就像我们在等基督回来一样，在启示录所讲的一样。
The Jews are waiting for Christ to come to save them.
那个以色列人在等弥赛亚回来来救他们。
If the message were to be evangelical today, we can turn around and talk about the condition of today. It's so much similar to the days of the Jew when Jesus came.
假如我们现在要是传福音的话，我们就可以讲到现在的时代，真是很像犹太那个时候的时代一样。
Jews are waiting and suffering and the hopelessness.
那个犹太人在那个时候是在绝望当中，而且他们在那里一直期待着能够得到拯救。
In danger of all kinds of tribulation.
他们实在在很大的恐惧当中，因为有很多的困难，很多的。
Isn't it the same situation with us in the world?
现在在世界当中是不是也是这种样子
呢？ When we talk about there's peace, well, there's really no peace.
我们一直讲和平，和平，可实际上没有和平。
I just read the LA Times this morning. The Vietnamese are coming into this United States, didn't find what they intended to find.
我今天早上在看报纸的时候，就说那些个越南人来到美国，可是怎么样？他们很失望，他们没有寻到他们所要寻到的东西。
They in turn became the hatred of the United States. Some of the citizens.
所以结果他们怎么样？他们怀着很大的仇恨在美国住，可是很恨美国人。
A lot of things are not coming out right.
事实上，他们的生活并没有很正常化。
It is only in Christ the Lord and His Church there is unity and peace.
只有在基督的教会当中有平安，而且怎么样？有团结合作。
In the world, there's none.
在世界里头没有。
And the civil conditions have become worse where there's no Christ.
这情况呢，整个的社会的情况呢，越来越坏，因为没有基督的缘故。
I almost turned into preaching of gospel now.
我现在就要传这段圣经了。
But I was thinking about how the Jews were waiting for Christ to come.
可是那时候我在思想，那个犹太人是何等的渴慕，在等望、盼望基督弥赛亚来。
During that time, a great man arose from God's doing.
所以那个时候有忽然兴起了一个很伟大的一个人。
That's John the Baptist.
那个是谁呢？是洗约翰。
And he was living a very weird life.
而他的生活呢是非常奇异的生活。
He's very unique.
他非常特殊的。
In the way he is very very humble to his own kind.
他在他的同胞面前他是非常谦卑的。
He was not looking for recognition of his own people.
他没有是让人家能够抬举他，能够高抬他。
He lives in the wilderness.
他住在旷野里面。
He eats up the wild honey and the lotus.
他吃的是野蜜，这蝗虫。
And he wears a coat up inside out.
他穿的衣服是反穿的。
In a word simply said, he's an outcast.
要让人看的话，他好像被人家赶出去的人一样。
But he has a great message.
可是他有一个很大的一个消息给大家。
He was calling for repentance.
他呼唤大家来悔改。
We need that message today for repentance.
今天我们也需要悔改的消息。
We are too much involved in the worldly things and the sins and all the our thoughts are warped.
我们的思想现在完全是被扭转了，而且我们整天所想的就是世界上的事情。
You know, we look at the television. So many things are polluting our eyes and our thoughts and our minds.
我们常常看电视里头，是污染我们的思想，污染我们的整个的人生。
You know, Jimmy Baker and when he and his wife fell.
在 Jimmy Baker 跟他太太两个人就是软弱的时候。
How many Christians are not taking a sympathetic view?
多少基督徒是不同情他们的一种的看法。
We criticize them, we ridicule them.
我们批评他们，我们只是指责他们。
Now when Ivana Trump was having a divorce with his husband and there's a mistress,Everybody look at it, hey, that's a good thing. That's a wonderful thing. We're looking at some interesting thing.
在有另外一个人要离婚的时候，而且这另外找了一个女人的时候，我们看着觉得好像好有兴趣一样。
Our minds are warped.
我们的眼睛根本不正常了。
We are not having repentance and feeling bad for our people being put down.
我们没有真正悔改的心在神的面前，而且痛悔的心在神面前说有人已经软弱了。
And the sin has swept through the world, and we have no sympathy, we have no warning.
那些个罪恶整个普遍在世界当中，我没有一点的同可怜的心，或者是觉得难过的心。
What are we doing as Christians?
我们在做基督徒，我们做了些什么呢
？Are we not supposed to be the salt and the light of the world?
我们是不是应当是光是盐在世界上呢
？Are we not supposed to preach a message of repentance to the world?
我们是不是应当跟大家讲是应当悔改的消息呢
？There was none.
没有结果。
John the Baptist came to preach a message of repentance.
施洗约翰来的传的消息信息是什么呢？是悔改的信息。
And he's saying the heaven is at hand.
他说天堂已经到面前了。
Repent for the heaven is at hand.
他说你要悔改，因为天国已经近了。
A lot of people turned to him.
有许多人就转向他。
And that was the time people waiting for the Messiah, the Christ to come.
那个时候呢，就大家在期待着弥赛亚，等弥赛亚来。
If I'm a politician,
假如我是个政客
or a religious politician,
或者是一个宗教的政客
or a political religious leader,
或者是一个政治的一个基督教的一个领袖。
I would have taken that opportunity to exalt him myself, to use the proper means to influence people, so to speak.
我一定会抓住那个机会，而且要影响大家。
But John Baptist didn't do that.
可是施洗约翰没有这样做。
People came after him in the River Jordan, wanting to be baptized by a man who will be the leader.
他们就很多的人，以色列人就跑到约旦河那里享受约翰的洗，而且希望约翰能做他们的领袖。
They want to follow John the Baptist because the world are always looking for leaders to follow.
他们那个时候就想跟从施洗约翰，因为世界永远在期待有一个领袖他们可以跟随的。
The world is always looking for a leader to follow rather than Jesus.
这个世界永远想找个领袖来代替耶稣基督。
The world is always looking for a leader to follow rather than God himself.
世界永远在找一个领袖来他们可以追随的而不是神。
This is the whole story of the Israelites.
这是整个的以色列的故事就是这样。
This is the whole story of mankind.
这是整个的人类的故事。
There's nothing seems to be wrong if John wanted to usurp that kind of opportunity.
也一点不会觉得稀奇。假如施洗约翰来抓到这个机会，而且利用来做自己的得到自己的益处。
Why is John doing this? Say, I am not.
可是呢，施洗约翰一直说我不是。
You know what does it cost him to do to say that?
你知道他付出多大代价吗？他这样子讲的时候。
When he said I am not, he lost the greatest opportunity that ever was and ever will be for him.
他就失去了最大的一个机会，过去的、现在的、目前的机会，他都失掉了。
He has lost his personal gain.
他的自己的好处已经完全失去了。
But he has seen something, he has known something, he has heard something that prevent him.From exalting himself.
可是他看见了，他听见了，他也认识了一件事情，他而是拦住他，使他不愿意承认，而且把自己高抬。
That which is in the person of Christ Jesus.
那就是他看见了耶稣基督。
He has determined to tell people who Jesus is.
他那个时候决心要告诉大家耶稣基督是谁。
Rather than how he who he is.
而他不要告诉人家他自己是谁。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, isn't this the opportunity and isn't that the stand we should take once we know Jesus, who Jesus is?
我们是不是也应当站在同样的立场像施洗约翰吗？当我们认识耶稣基督是谁的时候。
If we don't know that, it is so easy to take a religious activity for our own gain, our own interest, our own fame, so that people can look at us and say, hey, he's a great Christian.
假如我们不认识基督的时候，我们怎么样呢？我们就是会这样子，我们就是假如我们不认识基督的时候，我们怎么样呢？我们就是会这样子，我们就是会利用每一个机会来表现自己，让人家看见我们是个非常好的基督徒。
It is so easy to have a religious outward, what do you call that? The piety, the form of religiousness without the reality.
我们可以变成一个非常 好像有谦卑的样式，像一个宗教家，可是我们真正没有实际。
Dear brother and sister, a great Christian is nothing if he doesn't have Christ.
一个好的基督徒是等于白丁，假如他要是没有基督的话。
Dear brother and sister, isn't that what we Christians are striving today? Try to differentiate it. What are we doing? Exalting ourselves or are we following the Lord?
我们现在的话就应当做一个很清晰的一个分析，到底是我们是来高抬主自己，还是做一个好的基督徒。
Doesn't that opportunity arise every day?
那种样的机会的话，实在是每天都会发生的。
The choice is always before us to exalt Jesus or exalt yourself.
常常我们会发觉，我们在一个情况之下，到底我们要高抬自己还是高抬基督。
During your schoolwork, during your opportunity in job, don't you always face that kind of challenge?
在你的学业里面，或者在你的工作的地点，是不是你常常有这样子挑战的向着你
？You young people, as I ask you, when you have an excellent grade.Do you praise your father, mother, or do you praise Jesus for that?
你当年轻人，你当你有很好的一个成绩的时候，在学校里，你到底称赞你的父母，你还是称赞神呢？
You would say, "Hey, my mom's a PhD, my father is triple PhD."
我就自己会夸耀说，我的母亲是个博士，我的父亲有三个博士学位。
No wonder I got a good gene.
那所以，我有一个很好的种在我里面。
Therefore, I am smart.
所以我就很聪明。
Dear brothers and sisters, young people, it is nothing wrong today in school when you boast about yourself.
是，要是你要在吹自己的话，年轻人的话讲起来是没什么不对的地方。
Why is it today like that? Because we are thoughts already warped.
为什么我们觉得吹嘘的话是很正常呢？因为我们的思想已经扭了。
When you are in church, you receive a message of humbleness. But when you turn around going to school, you forgot all about that. Try to exalt yourself to be better than your peers.
你在教会里听到了说你应当谦卑，可是你转身以后，你离开教会的时候，你到学校里头的话呢，你要高抬自己，而且怎么样，在你的同伴的面前，你要比人家还要高。
You parents, we are not without guilt to put our children to that pedestal.
可是我们怎么样呢？我们做父母的，并不是我们没有责任在这个事情上。
How many of you parents are happy?When your sons or daughters has a high score on PSAT or SAT,
你们的父母有多少父母是非常觉得骄傲？假如说你的孩子的话，在 SAT 考试上是非常成绩非常优秀的呢
？The other day when I pray with Stephen, with your pastor,
那天我跟赖弟兄一起祷告的时候
，My heart was moved because he told me his daughter chose to stay close to the church in his graduate or high college work.
我那个心实在是非常受感动，当他告诉我他的女儿选择在一个学校里头是离教会近的一个地方。
So that she or he can serve.
所以他可以侍奉在神的面前。
Dear brothers and sisters, this takes a great humility to do it.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹，这个实在需要谦卑才能做这样子的事情。
Because we are not exalting ourselves, We are exalting Christ the Lord.
因为我们不是高抬自己，是我们在高抬耶稣基督。
John the Baptist is doing exactly that.
施洗约翰所做的就是这个样子。
He said, I am not.
他一直的继续讲说我不是。
I am not Christ.
我不是基督。
And he said, I am not that prophet.
我也不是哪一个先知。
And I am not Elijah.
我也不是以利亚。
You know, why are they referring to Elijah?
你知道为什么他们提到他是以利亚吗？
Last week we learned from the Passover.
我们在那个上个礼拜的时候，在讲到那个逾越节的时候。
In the Passover, they have a seat in every household. That is the most honorable seat, but that was empty.
他们就有位子为每一个家族，可是有一个最尊贵的一个位子是空在那里。
In front of is the best cup of the house.
在那个位置上的前面摆的一个杯。
That cup is called the cup of Elijah.
那个杯叫以利亚的杯。
For they are instructed by their rabbi.
他们被他们的老那个夫子拉比教导。
That Elijah was to come.
因为以利亚还要回来。
Elijah was to come to turn the father's heart to his children and the children's heart to the father.
以利亚再来的时候使孩子的心归向父亲，使女儿的心归向母亲，转向儿女。
They are waiting for that Elijah.
他们在等以利亚。
For they know that Elijah is a forerunner of Christ the Messiah.
他们知道以利亚必是耶稣基督的先锋。
They are waiting for Elijah.
所以他们在等以利亚。
They're waiting for Christ.
他们在等基督。
And John the Baptist.Is so humble, he didn't feel he was anything.
而施洗约翰实在是非常谦卑，他觉得他自己实在是没有什么了不起的。
Dear brother and sister, it is so hard to feel nothing for yourself.
你知道，弟兄姊妹，你要觉得你自己一点没有了不起的，是很不容易一件事情。
How many of you didn't feel good about yourself?
你们多少人没有觉得自己了不起呢
？Well, if you don't feel good, you probably want to come to church to feel good afterward.
你要觉得你自己没什么了不起，你到了教会以后，你就会觉得很舒服了。
Indeed, we are something because we are redeemed. We are the redeemed. We are the children of Christ. We are the redeemed, His own blood and flesh.
我们现在不是没有什么了不起的，因为我们是被他救赎出来，我们现在成为神的儿女了。
But sometimes we are wrong. We're feeling something for ourselves with the wrong reason.
有的时候我们觉得自己没什么了不起的事，实在是有一个很错误的一个理由。
We try to feel good about ourselves. We try to accomplish something. We try to be better than other people.
我们希望能够有成就，我们希望能比别人超越别人，我们希望能如此。
For the wrong reason.
可是有一种错误的背后的那种的感觉。
For all the joy are not from Christ, but from self.
可是所有的喜乐并不是从为别人，而是为自己的。
What do we sing about the song near the cross? In Christ we glory.
我们应当在基督里面有荣耀。
Not in ourselves that we glory.
我们不应当因为自己而得荣耀。
Dear brother and sister, John the Baptist was doing a different thing.
施洗约翰在这里所做的事情跟人不同。
He is finding glory in Christ, not himself.
他的荣耀是在基督里面，不是在自己里面。
We said he was.Just giving up the greatest opportunity to exalt himself.
我们看见他放弃了最好的一个机会来高抬自己的机会。
We also see that when he did that,
我们也发觉当他这么样子做的时候
he is finding the great accomplishment and satisfaction in knowing who Jesus is.
他实在是找到最大的成就，他寻到最大的成就，而且有最大的满足，因为他知道耶稣基督是谁。
No wonder.John, the disciples wrote about his testimony.
难怪是耶稣的门徒写这件事情来为施洗约翰来做见证。
And we have read that this is John's witness.
而且在这里讲这就是施洗约翰所做的见证。
It takes the person who understands who he is, or in this case, who he is not, to realize who Christ is.
需要一个人。知道自己认识自己而且认识自己是不行才能够接受耶稣基督
朋友你收听了节目后有何感想呢请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们在主内分享彼此的见证好吗 如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言。我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作，帮助你不断在主里更新生命。